1075 KCL with Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday, starring Dale M. Pollack, professor of cinema studies at North Carolina School of the Arts. Ready?
Action! Dale, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Dale.
So, we're at Remake Week weekend. This time, every single big film opening is a remake of a previous movie. I don't remember when that's happened before.
Yeah, I saw RoboCop was coming out. And I was like, did I see that right?
What year is
it? So is it 1990?
Yes, and that when the original came out in 1987 and, of course, became a big cult classic. And it dealt with, at that time, there was a big rise in urban crime in America. Well, the new movie is set in Detroit in 2028, and guess what? Urban crime is really big in America again.
Oh.
So this time, instead of Peter Weller, it's Joel Kinnaman, who is a cop who's badly wounded, given a new biomechanical body that he doesn't really want. The reason I think this film is probably worth going to is the director, Jose Padilla, a Brazilian filmmaker who's making his American debut, but he made a terrific series of three movies called Elite Squad about the Brazilian SWAT teams. These were action-packed. They are terrific. You can find them on Netflix. But that made me really excited to see this RoboCop. I mean, there isn't that much different in the remake. We still have a giant multinational conglomerate called Omnicorp that may ring a bit truer today in our era of NSA surveillance.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there are bad guys to get, and, you know, RoboCop is going to get them. One RPG or machine gun blast at a time. Now, Gary Oldman and Michael Keaton are around to help him out, but the show is all about RoboCop. And if you're into this kind of movie, I think this film will deliver.
Sounds like a dude movie to me. I
yes,
want to see it.
Yes, it does. You want to make your guy very happy Valentine's Day?
Yeah, go to RoboCop.
Go
you
want to
make your wife very
there
unhappy?
You go.
Take
her
to RoboCop.
Blown away.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. The next movie, I think, is more for the ladies. About Last Night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Kevin Hart is right now the hottest movie star in Hollywood.
He's fun. His stand-up is hilarious.
I know, and he opened a routine urban comedy, Ride Along, to one of the highest grosses ever for an African-American film. That film has made more than $100 million. And his concert film, Let Me Explain, was also a huge hit. So he's riding a wave right now, and this is a remake of a 1998 romantic comedy, About Last Night. He's joined by Michael Early and Regina Hall, the story about two couples that share an apartment at alternate times. You know, it's kind of interesting that Kevin Hart should be such a big star. He's not a standard movie matinee idol.
Mm-mm.
You know, but he packs a lot of personality into a small frame. His energy is manic and infectious, and for all intents and purposes, he's the new Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that's high praise. That's high praise.
Yep. So to show how hot he has five more films, either completed, about to shoot, or planned for the near future. We're going to be seeing a lot more of Kevin Hart.
And I did notice that Paula Patton is in this film.
Yes, she is.
And she is married to a sex symbol, Robin Thicke.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Just a little bit of Hollywood trivia for you, Dale.
I know that's not
Thank
your expertise.
You, Katie. Filling in where I need filling in.
I try.
And then the final movie.
Well, you know, this is our third remake. This one was first filmed in 1981 with Brooke Shields in the lead role. You know, it's the story of a rich girl and a boy from the wrong side of the tracks who fall in love and encounter nasty and mean parents. In this case, it's a really nasty father. The two stars, Gabriella Wilde and Alex Pettyfer, are both decent young actors, but the advance word on this movie is terrible. Now, you know, the first film was bad, so I didn't see any good reason to remake it. The director of this shot a fest at Country Strong, if you remember that film,
yes.
It was also an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
So there's supposed to be some chemistry between Wilde and Pettyfer, but honestly, I cannot think of a single good reason to see Endless Love.
That's,
All right.
I'm going to stay away.
I'm
going to stay away. That one is off the list. All right.
So it's Kevin Hart or RoboCop this weekend.
Okay.
I think it's two good choices. I like Kevin Hart. He's very funny. Yeah. I saw Ride Along. I didn't expect much, but I was laughing throughout the movie.
And it was number one
for a while. Well, it's funny, but, you know, Ice Cube has done a bunch of those movies, and they never hit like this one.
The only reason I didn't want to see the movie was because Ice Cube was in it. But Kevin Hart, he stole every scene he was in. He's just a funny guy.
Yes, he is. And he's going to keep stealing scenes.
I'm glad that we talked with you today, Dale, because the number one movie I would have chosen would have been Endless Love. It just looks chicky.
Well, Katie, I'm glad. I hope I warned you off.
You did.
There are better movies to see.
Well, as always, Dale, thank you so much, and you have a happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's.
Same to you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.
Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday on 107.5 KZL, starring Dale M. Pollock. Check them out at DaleMPollock.com.